The Indiana Forest Alliance has come up with a plan to protect Indianapolis's urban forests. Among other things, these forests help cool cities, capture stormwater, and improve air quality. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Field reports, while there has been a big effort to plant trees, the group says there needs to be more effort to protect and maintain them.
Paula Brooks is the environmental justice coordinator for the Hoosier Environmental Council. She says many mature trees in Indianapolis neighborhoods are owned by the city, but residents are often the ones expected to pay sometimes thousands of dollars to maintain them. And that's not always possible for lower-income residents.
If a branch falls, if it blocks the sidewalk or the street, the city will come and remove it. But if it falls on your property or your neighbor's property, then it's your responsibility. So it's at the end of the day, it's definitely inequitable.
The Indiana Forest Alliance's urban forest strategy includes educating people about the importance of urban trees, strengthening tree protection ordinances in the city, and helping sell carbon credits to protect Indy's forests. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.
The Indiana Forest Alliance encourages residents to get involved with their neighborhood associations and let the group know what their priorities are for their urban trees.